You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Bit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EP, in your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today, we're visiting with Mr. Andrew Morton, the CEO of Bloom Health Partners, an occupational health tech company helping businesses of all sizes stay safe and operational even through wildest of times. And Mr. Morton, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
It's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you're certainly more than welcome, and thanks for coming out today. So for starters, what exactly is Bloom Health Partners? Let's start there.
The Bloom Health Partners is an occupational health tech company. I would also call us operational health, in that we provide various types of health services to organizations of all sizes. We do a lot of business with Fortune 500, with movie, TV productions. We also are now doing stuff with school districts, primarily as a healthcare provider. But that being said, we're doing a lot of COVID testing. And the COVID testing that's happening now because of the pandemic and everything else has really kind of proven to our clients that we're a good long-term partner for them for operational health. And that would be, you know, clinical services on site, the ability to keep, you know, employees or students safe, and the longer-term effects of being able to attract employees to an organization. But at the moment, of course, there is a lot of emphasis on the variants in COVID. We certainly are not a COVID-first company, but at the very least, we're very capable to manage that with our network of labs across the country. We've currently got labs in New York, New Jersey area, Dallas, Los Angeles, Atlanta, and we're now getting ready to announce some more in the coming weeks.
Fantastic, and thanks for the overview there. Now, how would you describe the company and the services that you provide? Give us some details there.
Certainly. On the testing front, the services we're providing is everything from lab-based PCR to rapid tests, but also more importantly, just providing rapid tests, we're providing the means, the digital means to support rapid testing, which is kind of an important thing. You know, when you something called proctoring a test, what that really means is that there's a log or a record and a witness that somebody is at, you know, the right person has taken the right test. Outside of that, you know, the other types of services we offer are on-site clinics. When an on-site clinic, what that means for an organization, say like a Fortune 500 organization, the ability to offer them a myriad of health services on-site. And what that means is, you know, with on-site, you know, if an employee doesn't feel well or they've hurt themselves, or maybe if the employer wants to do things like screenings for, you know, diabetes, certain kinds of cancers, we have the capabilities of doing that on-site for companies. You know, and what it means for a company, like a Fortune 500 organization, is that they now have the ability to extend the life of their current workforce, provide a better quality of work experience, you know, extend or augment really kind of health services, if you will, that are provided by, you know, the company via an insurance plan. But at the same time, because so many services are offered on site and there's so much data available as a result of, you know, pre-screening and that kind of thing, organizations have the opportunity now to turn back to their insurance companies and show them, you know, real data in areas of, well, here's all the people we're preventing illnesses from, here's the things we're taking off the plan, and really reducing the number of claims. So, you know, for us as an operational health provider, we're now able to provide, you know, really a wide variety of services that help employers both retain and attract employees. You know, and in our view, longer term, healthcare is very likely going to be the perk of the decade. I think if nothing, the pandemic is showing us a heavy emphasis on health and safety, and specifically health in the workplace. And if employers now are dealing with an employee population that frankly, you know, can be a little picky in where they want to work, employers can use this as a means to attract employees.
Yeah, no doubt about that, and some great points made there. Now, there may be a little overlap here, but tell us about the custom COVID testing programs you've built and how they help companies get safely back to work.
Great question. We're doing a lot of work in film and television productions as one really good example. Then I'll use our school testing as another. You know, for the film and TV productions, we have labs that are able to work literally around the clock. You know, it is a 24-hour operation. You know, they have heavy demands in the film and TV productions where, you know, producers and, you know, and heads of studios have told us this, that we're working with, that, you know, for these productions, a shutdown, you know, every day could cost anywhere between $200,000 to $3 million a day, depending on the size of production, which comes at a heavy cost. So we really are helping them stay open, you know, and the whole point behind this is to keep them from having that shutdown, giving them the proactive work. So we do have our collectors on site. They're very quickly able to rush sample slabs. We are working around the hours of how movie productions work. And for anybody that's ever seen a movie production, you know, operating in the middle of the night in New York City or in Los Angeles or anywhere else in America, that's a very real thing. They are 24-hour operations, and we work around their hours and really have done a very good job of doing that and then providing result in that, you know, really minimal time window, in some cases 6 hours, you know, up to 24 hours, really depending on the production's needs and proximity to the labs. That's really one great example of that. You know, in school testing, we announced back in November that we're now doing testing for the Alabama State School System. So it's K-12 schools across the state of Alabama. We're talking about a state now that has really a very diverse set of schools and geographies. You've got very, very rural in some parts of the state. And you've obviously got some metropolitan centers, you know, like Montgomery, Alabama, which is a real city. So we have to really tailor to both types. So every morning, our collectors, and we do have quite a few of them, leave our offices in Montgomery, Alabama that we've set up, and literally are in teams going around the state to various schools and doing collections. And every child that's, whose parents have opted into the program, and this is a custom program we built around them on our digital platform, where the parents really are able to opt into it, it's very much voluntary. And no matter what the district is and where the school is, any child whose parents want them to be tested gets tested. And this is free to the child, and again, the state and Bloom Healthcare are the ones that are dealing with this for them. You know, so it really is, you know, funding that comes, you know via the government, but at the same time, really what the parents get is the net benefit of knowing that they're safe and the child is being tested. For our purposes, we're able to offer the same level of service because we have nurses and professionals working throughout the state, whether it be a very small school in a very remote district or in a major center.
Yeah, really some good information there, and thanks for that. Now, another question, who are your primary clients, both corporate and government, or are there any particular industries that you do serve, and why do companies choose Bloom versus traditional health companies? Talk to us about that.
Great questions. You know, our traditional clients are definitely, you know, for-profit businesses, would be traditional, for both Fortune 500, you know, and film and TV productions. You know, and the reasons for them choosing us is our willingness to innovate. You know, our willingness to layer on various kinds of services. You know, part of our best, you know, occupational health clients have come as a result of COVID, where they literally saw us in crisis mode, and they saw that we were able to help them when things were very much in need of something innovative, and we're able to move very quickly and mobilize. They've turned to us since then and said to us, well, hey, we'd like to see you do some other kinds of health services for us, hopefully at some point where we're not in crisis mode. Our K-12 government testing, and we're not traditionally a government supplier, but when asked, well, we were definitely able to mobilize quickly because of our experiences in corporate. And as we get through kind of the pandemic and as we move forward, we'll see what kinds of services state and federal governments would like to see from us, but we are very much focused on kind of Fortune 500 factories, large companies. We do some work with amusement parks. We've done some business with some airlines, and really those tend to be our traditional clients. But we found that, you know, at the very least at the state level, at the K-12 level, we're able to fill some gaps that they needed, especially when it was exposed by this pandemic.
Certainly appreciate your visit with us here today and the information shared so far today. We're joined by Mr. Andrew Morton, the CEO of Bloom Health Partners, an occupational health tech company, helping businesses of all sizes stay safe and operational even through the wildest of times. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, how has the new wave of pandemic uncertainty brought about the Omicron variant? Discussions around vaccine and testing mandates and abundance of new home COVID testing options impacted your business. Get into some details there.
Well, we're certainly seeing an increase in demand as a result of Omicron. And I think it'd be difficult to see anybody in our business that isn't seeing an increase in demand. Anybody that operates a lab is going to be seeing a lot of it. You know, having said that, what we're seeing from really, you know, clients, you know, school boards, all of it, is that there's a lot of concern about what this all means to them long term, and what's the new normal going to be. You know, there's a lot of fear that the pandemic just simply will not end. I personally feel that the pandemic will eventually evolve to endemic, and I think the experts around us are certainly agreeing to that. Now, as far as vaccine mandates and some of the things you're seeing in the news around that, we're staying very focused on the testing component of this. I think that as far as vaccine mandates are concerned, that's for the courts to decide. Our role in this is to answer the call when our corporate and state contacts tell us, hey, we need some innovative solutions to start doing testing around this. As testing begins to change, and more of this can be done at home, which is certainly the hope. That means we'll have a much more efficient testing program. A lot of this could evolve to a digital back end where somebody can report in their tests, it's logged, employers or administrators, or depends on the organization, knows that their employees are safe. There's a real opportunity for that longer term. And we do have ways of doing collection that can actually wind up in our labs cost efficiently and cost effectively, I should say, and efficiently on a data platform where the results come fairly quickly as the tests are sent in. We are also supporting Rapid in that regard as well on that same data platform. So at the very least, organizations will know who's safe, who's been tested lately, how recently they were tested, obviously, and then, of course, start the clock on when the next time is for a test. The hope is we get to an endemic scenario longer term, and I think testing as part of that that regimen, I think that will get us there. It's just going to take a little more time than everybody expected.
Yeah, that is for sure. It's certainly taking longer than we expected, no doubt there. Now, looking at the future, what does the future of work, school, and entertainment, what does that look like to you based on Bloom's proven track record?
I would say, if nothing, it's an emphasis on employee and student health. If nothing, COVID and the pandemic has underscored the need for an emphasis on health, and it certainly is a big topic. I think for employers longer term, as I said earlier, the best means an employer can do to support their workforce and protect their business and provide some real risk assurance around their business and continuity is to provide better health care for their employees. And there are ways to do that without the costs getting out of control. If by providing an augmentation of the healthcare system within the means and the boundaries of their business, they can quite cost effectively, they being the business, offer their employees a good reason to work there and quite frankly, a surety that business is going to continue on no matter what the future holds for us. In schools, it's a lot of the same thing. I think if nothing, the pandemic has underscored the need for overall health and safety. I'm convinced that we will get to an endemic at some point as we move on to this, and what the hope is that this becomes a flu. We're just a little further out than that. But long term, in the decade to come, if nothing, people are going to be very focused on healthcare. And Bloom Health Partners is in a very good position to be able to offer innovative solutions backed by a data platform with clinics on site to be able to support students, to be able to support workers, to be able to support executives and various parts of our society.
Now, Mr. Morton, kind of shifting gears a little bit here, how has the company changed since the launch and onset of COVID, and how have your resources been scaled to this development, such as the POP modular labs, and across what industries, corporate and or education? Get into some information on that.
Great question. Well, we've been able to scale rather quickly, but I think part of that comes from us building a good foundation from the start. Our board of directors is made up of, former executives from GSK, GlaxoSmithKline, former executives from Bayer, the current chief medical officer from GE is on our board, as is the former CMO, chief marketing officer from Sprint. So we have a good corporate structure and medical structure around us. Our advisory includes folks from Yale Medical Center who work with the WHO, folks who are involved with Life Biosciences, which is a big biotech, and the former vice chair of PepsiCo is also an advisor to us, among many others. So it's really put us in a good position to be able to scale intelligently and build those innovative solutions quickly without cutting some kind of corner somewhere. We're very serious about the process. So we're now kind of well-positioned, Eric, to be really a standard occupational health tech company. We're offering operational health to a number of organizations as we grow out of this. We've had done pop-up clinics and pop-up labs. In fact, a great example is we did one movie earlier in our company's life where we actually erected a lab in a double-wide trailer. We did it out in a very remote region in Oklahoma. We set it up very quickly. We were able to keep that production running. And as a matter of fact, we didn't have a single shutdown on our watch. we're now employing the same strategy to our occupational health programs. So organizations will always have that on-site clinic, and employees will feel like they're being well supported by their employer.
Well, we certainly appreciate what you're doing in the space and the impact you're making, especially after the COVID pandemic began. Lastly, tell us, based on your expertise, the overall challenges of a healthcare system that allowed a company like Bloom to come into existence.
You know, we came into this knowing that the healthcare system needed a little help. You know, and then, you know, back in the early days of 2020, one of our earlier testing ventures was actually setting up in a parking lot just to do drive-through testing. And the interesting thing were the co-founders of the business, they were sitting in the parking lot with nurses on site and people collecting samples and all of that, you know, with that, everybody saw those crazy images on the news of the lineup of cars getting testing and all of that. And this was all right across the street in Houston from one of the largest healthcare centers in the world. You know, that healthcare center just wasn't capable of handling that kind of demand. So it really filled a real need, and it really was a true from the heart, you know, need for society that we were filling at that time. And we really, really take ourselves forward in that, where we're not trying to compete with the healthcare system. We see ourselves as really becoming an extension of it. And the extension of it comes in two forms. One is, you know, on-site care for companies to make it more efficient for them to run in a very difficult environment where, you know, even after all of this is over on the pandemic side, you know, healthcare issues are not going to go away. And if nothing, the demand for healthcare and demands of the employee are going to be much higher. We're able to augment that system by managing in that way. And the second way is providing the data that comes out of those places. Not individual data, because that's private, but the overall data of the entire workforce. And so as an employer looks at the data of their workforce, you know, working in our clinics, they'll see how many diabetics they have, who's healthy, who's sick, who's had the flu lately, and in general have a better picture of planning so they can go back to internally and decide what kind of decisions they're going to make to keep their employees healthy. Do they have to offer wellness programs? Do they have to think a little bit about offering advanced services to keep people from getting sick? Or do they have a real, you know, looming issue, like there are many people on site that maybe have some kind of heart condition? In general, the idea behind it is business continuity. And really, all of this is very much meant to complement an existing healthcare system that was clearly exposed in the last couple of years that was in a need of a little bit of additional help. And that's where Bloom Health really fits, is really in that value chain of data and on-site care.
Mr. Morton, we certainly appreciate your visit with us here today on behalf of Bloom Health Partners and all the information shared here today. I'm sure listeners want to get more information on your company and also a way to be in touch. Where's the best place online to do so?
Come and check us out at bloomhealthpartners.com. We also have a Twitter feed. We're obviously also on LinkedIn. There's a number of other places to reach us as well, in social media. But definitely come to the website. There's lots of information there. And there certainly are contacts there as well. Info@bloomhealthpartners.com is also our reachable website or email to our website for information. But please do come to our website, bloomhealthpartners.com.
And, of course, we'll add the link within the show notes of this broadcast and make it convenient for the listeners, especially those mobile listeners as well. Mr. Morton, all the best, continued success, and thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Pleasure being here. Thank you, Eric.
And you're certainly more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Andrew Morton, the CEO of Bloom Health Partners, an occupational health tech company, helping businesses of all sizes stay safe and operational even through the wildest of times. And again, for more information, visit bloomhealthpartners.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.